Hello?
Hello, is Alan Lee there?
This is he. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a survey, opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
Okay.
First, are you in a place where you could talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, but I don't have much time because I'm at work.
Okay, well, this take a few minutes. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible, okay? We really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you. And next question, what is your age?
I'm 64.
Okay. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will probably not vote?
I definitely will vote.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 to 10. How motivated are you?
8.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not really satisfied.
Okay, so very dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Up until lately, I've been okay with it.
Okay, somewhat approved?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Now, I like to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First, Democratic Party from 0 to 10, 0 to 100, how would you?
75.
Okay. Thank you. J.D. Vance.
I just started actually learning about Mr. Vance, so 50.
Okay. Donald Trump.
35.
Tammy Baldwin.
60.
Joe Biden.
75.
Kamala Harris.
75.
Project 2025.
I don't like it at all.
Okay. Never heard of it. Zero
I
opinion.
heard of it. I heard of it. I heard of it.
So would you say a 0 from 0 to 100?
25.
25, okay. The Republican Party, how would you rate that?
30.
Okay. Now, next question. Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. For whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You may use any number between 0 to 10. First statement. If Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and mega extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term, but we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. How do you rate that from 0 to 10?
I think that's an accurate statement. 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next statement. Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to a rollback environmental regulations and give more tax cuts to oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
I believe that statement, a 10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next statement. Elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Courts have undermined our rights of freedoms. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws, which helped people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunity, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on his out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
That's a 10. I believe that.
Okay. Mega Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and honors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all of our children for a more united future. If we want the history of our children, learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race. We must vote to achieve that. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
I agree with that, 10.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't. But once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you, sir. Once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. How do you rate that?
10. 10.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing, reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. A 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 to 10. First statement, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and cannot do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturned of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
I think that's accurate. That's a 10.
That's a 10. Okay. Thank you, sir. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making lives more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people to get ahead. How would you rate that?
That would be a 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Last statement. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped, rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses. Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Okay. Once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. How would you rate that?
That would be a 10.
Okay. Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA.
I'm sorry. Could you, that was some college.
Okay, some college. Okay. 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 Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your evening.
You do too, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.